And good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's that time again. It's Monday, July 29, 2019, the last Monday of July, on the precipice of August. And hope you had a great weekend. Again, I hope you had a great weekend. I really, truly do. And if you didn't, as always, it's on you, nobody but you, and that's just the way it is, that's just the way it goes. So it's Monday again, and Monday we reserve it for sports and leadership. And, well, I don't like talking about this team, but again, it's a great opportunity because it's got a little bit of drama, it's got a little bit of idiocy, and it's got a whole lot of opportunity. So here's the drama. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys, that's right. Can't have that, right? I mean, they are the America's team. But that's besides the point. I'm not going to call them that anymore. So that's besides the point. So here's the situation. Summer camp has started. Organized team activities have started across the NFL. And this is more than likely not just happening with the Dallas Cowboys. There's other teams out there. There's other knuckleheads out there doing this nonsense. And there's the running back, Elliott, that's his last name, and he's holding out for, you know, because he wants more money, you know, he deserves it, because again, you know, he's, I don't know, his off-the-field antics are certainly kind of negating his on-the-field performance, so it's kind of like he goes out of his way to excel at whatever good he does on the field, he's got to go the other way on off-the-field. So, I'm not going to talk about that. It's just that he's holding out. There's no first string running back showing up to camp. So what's going on? Well, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Now this guy, Johnny on the spot. This guy stood up. He took the reins, and I got to give him kudos. I will not knock him down. He's really done. He's been impressive, and for what he did, because the quarterback that he replaced broke his ankle. He stepped in. He was like fourth in the depth chart, meaning there were three other quarterbacks ahead of him. And he stepped in and he filled some shoes, and he's taken over because of that. So see, things happen. So it's opportunities. And so because the number one running back has decided to be a knucklehead, he has spoken, and he's basically, the quarterback, has spoken to the other running backs, the number two, number three, and number four in the depth chart of running backs for the Dallas Cowboys. Second string, third string, fourth string running backs, or the second place, third place, whoever's going to fill in the ranks. Anyway, so he's basically told them, hey, this is a great time. This is a great opportunity. Don't ask why it came. Just go out there and get better. Folks, there it is. There it is. It's all about opportunities. It's about seizing the moment. It's about when they come. You don't question it. You just take it. You just have to do it. Now, a lot of us question it because we've been, well, soured. Or we've been led astray. We've been misled. And it's our past that haunts us. It's our past that serves as a warning. It's our past that, well, while it does not define our future, it does make us a little bit gun-shy. And because of that, as we grow older, well, you know, it's like, nah, we'll pass it up. But again, folks, sometimes you just have to take the horse by its horn and just go with it. Just go with it. See where it takes you. It might not be good. It might not be a nice place. But then again, it could be a great place that it takes you. So again, opportunities happen at any given time. So here are these three guys who were, you know, no one's going to know about them, who last year, basically, where was it? Last year they had a combined. Oh, here it is. Last year, there were four running backs last year who claimed a combined six NFL carries for 11 yards will fight for the first team snap. So again, six NFL carries, 11 yards the entire last season, or the season before, sorry about that. And, you know, this guy, he decides, you know, he wants to play the knucklehead game, more power to him. But these other guys, they're hungry, they're rookies, they want to play, they want to be part of the team, they want to take the snaps, they want to take the reps, they're stepping up. And folks, that's what we need to do as well. We need to, when it happens, so what? So what? There's a gap that needs to be filled. We need to step in and fill it. If we can fill it, if that's what we're trained to do, if that's what we know how to do, then we fill it. So in this case, these other guys, these other individuals, these other NFL players, they're trained running backs. So guess what? They're going to step in, they're going to fill it, and who knows? Of course, you know, that other knucklehead can just say, you know what? I'm showing up. I'm done. And is it fair? No, it's not fair, but the opportunity was given, and now it makes those other individuals more marketable. So now they can take the skills that they learned, and they honed, and they practiced, and they moved forward with to someplace else. And hopefully someplace that's going to knock the Cowboys out of any kind of contention for a very long time to come, if that's the case. Because again, that's when individuals quit being part of the team and want to be those individuals and just want to be individuals by holding out. When they want to be individuals because they want the attention. When they want to be the individuals because, again, it's not about the team, it's about the money. Then, well, that's why I say, you know, these guys move on. Take what they learned and use it to defeat the Dallas Cowboys with whatever team they landed. So I know I'm saying this and I know I'm going to get some haters because, again, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I'm in Texas. It's supposed to be, you know, all blue and silver or whatever colors they have. But that's besides the point. The point is that it's happening all over the NFL. There's all these prima donnas, and I call them primas, because, again, they're not thinking of the big thing. They're thinking about themselves. But if they just performed with the help of the team, hand over fist, the money will come. But hey, you know, somebody's ego is overinflated, somebody's whispering in their ear, and well, it's given these other guys the opportunity, and that's a good thing. So again, take advantage of those opportunities where they come, because again, they might not always come, but don't question them when they arrive. Just take them and take it for a ride, go on that adventure and see what can happen. Well, folks, it's Monday. And this has been Sports and Leadership, and we're talking about opportunities. Take them when you can. I'm Dave. This has been Let's Have a Chat. And we'll talk again tomorrow in the news, Leadership in the News. And again, as always, there's plenty of nonsense out there and plenty to talk about, especially when it comes to leadership. I'm not saying leadership is nonsense, but I know there's a lot of knuckleheads out there making it. And we use those news stories as fodder to go ahead and put our spin on it, put our leadership spin on it, and say, hey, look at what's going on, and here's what we can do better, because we want to take the mantle of leadership and we want to lead and we want to be up there, and we're here and we're going to make things better because those that follow us deserve that. So folks, until tomorrow, have a great evening. I'm Dave. Have a good night. Talk to you soon.